you know, he wants resolution. You know, he respects China as a competitor. You know, he understands that the U.S. has a lot of work to do to sort of focus and be an equal competitor with China. He comes from the business community, and he understands, you know, two people can walk away with a deal happy and come back in other deals. And I think that's where his heart is, and you know, instinctively, is to find a solution, to find a deal that both parties walk away with, you know, and can claim victory. And I think the opportunity is here for both of us.
And you think a resolution will come before the midterm?
I think it almost has to. After you get the midterm elections take place, presidential politics sort of muddies the water and it makes it a little bit difficult. We're not that far. You know, we both, you know, both sides, both countries know where we stand on our positions for about a year and a half now. So we're not that far, but I think we need to get there before the midterm elections, primarily because, you know, once presidential politics comes into play, it pollutes things, it muddies the water, and it make it that much harder. So I think our window to resolve this, you know, up until the midterms elections is probably the best window where we could resolve this trade dispute.
A lot of concerns in the Chinese business community, especially those who are trying to do business with the U.S. or do deals in the U.S. You know, what would be your advice to those companies?
To push forward. I think if you look at what the president has said through the campaign of the administration, he welcomes the opportunity to do business with the Chinese community, with Chinese investors. It's got to be a position that works for everybody. It can't be a position where people are only taking and not contributing as well.
Sometimes we read a lot of headlines about how many companies are actually not supporting the trade war or the tariffs. But you're telling me that in terms of the electorates, there's a lot of Trump support.
Absolutely. It's, you know, he was elected primarily based on his economic policies. So, you know, I think the people in the United States have seen how aggressive he is to defend the American worker, to fight for the American economy. And so the rhetoric can get a little bit hot from time to time. I mean, that's what a negotiator does. You know, he makes it a little bit uncomfortable for people and to try to find a solution quicker. I tell clients, is like, if you have a dispute with the president, you might want to you must focus on solving it as quickly as possible, because he's just going to add more and more components to the dispute. You know, during the campaign, we talked about the trade imbalance, and hopefully we could have resolved that sooner. But the longer we had this conversation, the more and more issues. Now you had intellectual property come into play. You've had other issues that got involved in this, and that doesn't work. And so what I tell people is you need to resolve your disputes as quickly as possible.
Michael Bloomberg, running for president 2020. You think his chances are good?
I welcome a Michael Bloomberg run. You know, who knows what he decides to run as this time. He's run as a Republican. He's run as an independent. He's run as a Democrat. You know, maybe this last time he's actually going to run as a socialist.
You're in the business of communications. How has that been changed by the China-U.S. trade war?
You know, it adds a lot more questions. You know, what I tell clients and what I tell people who are looking in the space is you have to focus on the policy, not focus on the rhetoric. And if you look at the policies that he's putting forward, if you look at his actions, it's more and more geared toward an interlinked sort of relationship, especially considering how closely tied our economies are. And I think, you know, that's what I tell, you know, my clients here that are looking to do business in China or to do business in the United States or throughout the world is, you know, the rhetoric is what the rhetoric is. We have to actually look at the policies.